Let's grow. Yeah, y'all. Vibe Stream Beats Podcast. Broadcasting live from somewhere beautiful in the world. It's your host with the most, DJ Journey. Best podcast. You heard it here first. Season one, gamify your life. You've just been gamified.
What's going on, world? It's your man DJ Journey. We here on Vibe Stream Beats Podcast. And you know, this is a gamification series that we're not talking about video games. We're talking about life games here, man. So I got a really, really special guest. I'll go into a little bit of background. I met this dude probably like 2.5-3 years ago or something like that. And we were just going into our first piece of business with our creative agency. And man, God is good, man, because when we crossed paths, I think we were at a certain level of elevation and so on and so forth. And I just understood every word that came out of his mouth when he spoke about how he looked at life. It was just parallel to the way that I was looking at life, man. So friendships, bonds, and everything was forged. And we're here now on this podcast to discuss what gamification is. So without further ado, my man, L.A. Spike Lee.
What up? Thanks for having me, G. My voice is raspy. I've been screaming all weekend.
Yeah. You were doing the what was that?
Complex Con.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Huge event for the culture, man. So thank you for providing what you do to that, man. But without further ado, man, not wasting time, let's go into these 8 core principles of gamification. First off, meaning. What's your epic meaning? What's behind this LA Spike Lee yourself?
Oh man, it's just really about helping. You know, when I came up, it was really a struggle trying to figure out what direction to go. You know, okay, I want to do, it's like, and it was limits too, because people were like, okay, I want to be a cameraman, I want to be this, I want to be that. It's like, how, you know? And it was just like, I was disobedient just to, not to like life, just in pursuing like greatness, you know what I'm saying? You know, I won't say I came from nothing. I think I came from some great, great people. But when it got into the entertainment space, I started off wanting to be a ball player. And I was playing with the Shea Cottons and some of these legendary young players, but I felt like I was legendary too. But I just didn't really understand how to get to the next level, even though I had next level skills.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. That kind of, and what I wanted to do when I got into the entertainment space, it's the same thing was happening. I was like, man, I'm here. I want to do it, but how? And there was no one there. So it was, who do I go and ask? You know, so, you know, that's kind of where, so my whole purpose was like, when I do this, I'm going to bring people that want to be here, show them how to get here. You know what I'm saying? With my own examples, you know what I'm saying? By us being able to be public with the social media space. So
very relatable, which takes me into core number 2, which is accomplishment. When you found that purpose, man, what were you looking to accomplish from that?
When I sat down like with David Mansfield, who was when I got into like the music side of this, but it even started before him. I was a young guy, just wanting to be useful. You know, I read a lot of books. I just wanted to be purposeful and useful. It didn't matter if I was the janitor. I was a trash guy. I jumped on the back of the trash cart because I felt like I was helping my community by dumping trash, you know? So it's not go so deep into the entertainment space. Just me as a human being, I wanted to help my people, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't a black or white thing, which is helping people. So
That's major, man. That's really, really major. And I can still feel that from you, man. You just like that kid that wanted to contribute, man, to be useful. My mom used to say, if you're not useful, you're useless.
Right.
You know,
when I played sports, you know, they used to tell me, I just try not to be the reason we lost. That makes sense. I want to be that guy. We a team. You know what I'm saying? You're part of the team, but I'm going to do everything I can to help us win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. Which brings us into three. Creativity. Like when you found your niche, you had your goals accomplished that you wanted to help out. What tools were you using to accomplish your creativity to get to those goals?
You know, see, that's the blessing. We live in such a beautiful time where even when I started, you know, almost 20 years ago, you had these tools. I just wanted to take advantage of them, be it Photoshop, be it, you know, Final Cut. It was Final Cut before it was Final Cut Pro and Final Cut Pro X.
Yeah.
And, you know, using anything in your arsenal. And back then we only had the mini DVDs. What do you call it? Mini DVDs. So it was like you had to work with less to get a lot. So coming from that space, now I can go on Pro Tools and do what? I can cut a film and what? I can do this on my cell phone. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's like for me, it's like it's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time to be alive. I thought it was beautiful then, but now it's just like, wow. Just using so many things that are available to you.
Excellent. Excellent. Number four is ownership.
Right.
When you got into your creative space, you chose your tools. How did you approach ownership at that point?
You have to know one thing I was preaching to another a gentleman. I said, hey, if you want to be a photographer, you have no excuse. I spent 1,000 hours on YouTube. I not only went to, I interned for a year for Dove Shore, who's he's a prolific photographer. He didn't even let you touch a camera. He taught me the business before I picked up a camera, you know, which is part of that ownership. You have to be able to, like you said, sweep the floor, go get some coffee. You know what I'm saying? Make the guys that you're trying to learn from comfortable with giving you something. So it's like ownership part is being ready when you're called upon. Even though I'm delivering coffee or running to get mail, I know your camera settings, know how to do Photoshop, know how to edit a video, whatever it is that you say you good at. Don't be saying you good at something, then they put you in the hot seat and you like, you know, so that's part of the ownership. Know your stuff.
Dope. So takes us into social influence, man. How does that impact your work or not? What do you think about that?
I've always like been on a set of, with all the tools we have, it's easy to set your own trend. There's some things you're not rewriting a book, you know. When we look at music is love, hate, da 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 da. Film is kids at peril, man at peril, woman at peril. You know, you just tell you put your own spin in it. So it's just like I said, it goes back. Be good at what you're doing and bringing your own spin on that, you know? Yeah. And I think that's key to that question, you know?
And that impacts who you are as a person and your social spaces and so on and so forth.
Yeah. So
I see that. So within all of this, how do you think that you're creating scarcity? These, I know in the NFT world, they call them one of ones, you know, that you can put out into the market and everything like that. But just on a personal level, how do you think you're creating scarcity for what you create?
I think it's like all of the, it's really hard to mimic what I do because I'm able to use so many tools. Like one piece, maybe 16 applications. So it's like, yeah, you don't realize to get it to look like that required me to start at 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
Then go till 5. And there was a whole bunch of, there was some traveling between softwares to get to that final piece where you go, oh man, that's crazy. That's crazy. It took me 8 hours in 13, 16 apps.
Wow.
Pulled it off, you know what I'm saying?
And that connects to, you know, you coming and seeing that you get the tools are available, but if you're not the mastermind to actually make those tools communicate, then it's kind of like you're just a copy machine, you know?
Yeah, and it's just like you said, like we were saying, like with music, you know, if you don't know how to engineer, then the music's not going to have the soundscape of a Drake. You know, if you don't know how to paint or draw, then you're not going to compete with the guys at Disney that's drawing these epic cartoon characters. You got to study and learn this stuff. They got some real skills. It's some skills behind, you know, the machine. It's not just me pressing buttons and it's voila. No, I have to really know some stuff. So we all got to know some things, you know.
Definitely, definitely, man. Which takes us into number seven, unpredictability, which is, man, it's hard in this climate to be unpredictable because, you know, you find yourself fatigued, running out of ideas and so on and so forth. You want to stick to the same thing. How do you approach unpredictability?
You know, what's key is knowing, staying up with trends, you know, understanding how these things work. Okay, with TikTok didn't exist last year. Okay, how do I work within that space? Okay, I don't dance. Well, I dance, but I dance, but how do I use this tool to my best ability to do what I want to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all about figuring that part out. You gotta embrace the tech, embrace the things that are being given to us. Like,
yeah,
it's really no complaining. There is no going obsolete in the world we live in. Really, you're just not doing it if you go obsolete in this world.
And this is a 2.0 question to unpredictability. Do you think your day, and this is a trick question because I know you, do you think your day has these unpredictable moments where you're like, damn, couldn't see that happening?
It's only, my day is always predictable. It's just I can't predict what the people do. It's like atoms and, you know, molecules. You bounce off these different things, and those things can, even though they are what they are, the chaos doesn't affect me.
Word.
I'm very well anchored in what I do. If you call me and say I need you to engineer a multi-platinum rapper, I can engineer you. I'm a pro engineer. If you need me to do graphics, I'm a pro graphic designer. You know what I'm saying? But those words are earned. I am just not saying it. I really earn those because I know if I put I put 10,000 hours in that, 7,000 hours in here, I can be confident in speaking on those things. You know what I'm saying? So
indeed.
That's pretty much it.
Last question, and this relates to the first. I think, you know, this is the brother of the first question that I asked about the meaning. What did you want to avoid coming into this entertainment, technology, just, you know, melting pot space that you're in? What did you want to avoid as a player in that game?
Just bad energy, you know? It's really simple for me. I dropped something on Instagram that said, if I'm in your presence, I came for love. I came to bring love. I came to bring peace. I came to bring assistance. That's it. Those three core fundamentals is what I live by. Love. I'm going to always bring love. I'm always going to bring peace. And I'm going to bring some help because I got a lot to offer. And that's it.
Wow. Well, that completes the 8 core drives of gamification, man. And like every other guest on the show, man, I always say, you just been gamified. You're playing the game of life at a high level. And I want to congratulate you on that, man. And I'm very, very lucky to be close to that, man. That's why I felt like, man, I got to have you on, man, because you're really elevating the game. And I think just everyone wants to be in the tribe of people that are really, really speaking the word and actually living the word. So thank you so much for your time, brother.
Appreciate you, boss, man. You know we family in this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A lot of great things to come, man. So have a great day. And also, before you leave, man, tell people where they can find Mr. L.A. Spike Lee.
Hey, L.A. Spike Lee on Instagram. That leads you to everywhere else. Real simple, L.A. Spike Lee. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Google that, y'all. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to Vibe Stream Beats Podcast. If you want to learn more about us, go to solo.to/Vibe Stream Beats or follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Thanks for listening. Good health, wealth, wisdom, and knowledge itself to you all. We'll see you next time. Peace.